punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Welcome to Monday, and it is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Hour, all hour today. I'll have more about them coming up shortly. First, where does rain come from? I mean, I'm not complaining, don't get me wrong. It is just, especially right here from, where was that from? We are under aerial flood watch here, and let me get these counties up for you real quick. And, boom. And aerial flood advisory. Come on, open up. Beckham, Custer, Roger Mills, and Warstall County is under a aerial flood advisory right now. This cloud started out right before daybreak this morning, thunder and lightning, and it's just training. It looks like, according to my radar scope, we have all the way from the Oklahoma state line, just right south of Sweetwater, north of Sayre, south of Elk City, down towards Burns Flat, Cordell, Sentinel, that area. Looks like they've received anywhere from 1 to 4 inches of rain, and it's still raining, just training. I don't know how long it's supposed to be going. Forecast said the next couple hours, but if you look out there in the panhandle of Texas, there's all kinds of clouds coming this way. So we'll see what happens. So anyway, Eric, you're 63. Hollis, capital of Harmon County, is at 66. 65 degrees at Arnett, home of the famous, world-famous Lori Campbell. 70 at Alva, 65 at Beaver, out here in the Texas Panhandle. There it is. Lipscomb, 66. 62 at Miami, 66 at Wellington, 60 at McLean. And the warm spot right now in the whole panhandle of Texas, and really not panhandle, but North Texas, 68 degrees at Odell there, south of Altus. More on your weather. I'll keep you up to date on any advisories, but it is raining cats and dogs here south of Elk City. Anyway, it's good. We need it. Ponds are full. Now they're going to get fuller. Nothing exciting over the weekend. Tried to get my oat hay up. Got rained on again this morning. I got half of it up. It just, there was no wind and all this high humidity. It would cure out. I tried some Friday evening that was cut the first day, and the rest of it was cut about two days later. Well, the stuff that was cut the first day was testing anywhere from 30 to 35, and you could just feel it, you know, just green, damp. And then the stuff cut a couple of days later is just green. And so then I'd raked it once. I've turned it over. Since we got that big rain last week, it's been on the ground 2 weeks now. And I went in there last night about 7 and started baling and got all the first days baled up. And second day, tested way too high. I knew there's a chance of rain this morning, but man, that stuff was testing in the 40, 45. And I mean, just ain't gonna do. But I did, I fluffed my hay Saturday with my baler, opened the door up about 3 foot, and just ran the hay through the baler, let it come out the back just to get it up off the ground and up on top of the oats that have been suckering back. So that worked out pretty good. I guess I'm gonna have to do it again now. So anyway, we'll see how that goes. Worked in the garden, cantaloupes, okra, tomato, everything's looking good. My wife's pumpkin plants are up. I will tell you, I posted it on the Facebook page, KECO's Facebook page this morning. The worms are out. I went in there. I was surprised to see the worms out in the daylight, but of the 50 tomato plants that I checked, at least 25 of them had worms on them. And I got picked them off, smashed them. Keep an eye out on your garden. If anybody's an organic garden, gardener or a gardener that doesn't like using chemicals, and you've got a way that you, besides picking the worms off and feeding them to the chickens or going fishing with them, if you got some kind of mixture that you use on bugs and worms on okra, tomato plants, whatever, and you want to text it in, I'd like to share it with our listeners. Everybody likes gardening. So if you got something out there that you want to share with me, 580-225-9697. If you want me to mention your name, put your name in. If you don't put your name in. But I'd like to share any kind of recipes you got for controlling bugs and worms on your so beautiful garden, vegetable garden, or flowers, either one, doesn't matter. Appreciate it. Other than that, Beth and I, sister and I keep training Beth on tracking Bigfoots in the corn. Last night was our last training night for tracking Bigfoots. The corn's getting tall enough to be tall as Bigfoot, so it's not easy to spot now, but we'll see how that goes. You know, the Bigfoots here in western Oklahoma, especially the ones along the North Fork of the Red River, they're kind of a shorter version than the ones in the mountains over here in eastern Oklahoma, but there's Bigfoots out here, believe me. You know, I don't have any pictures, but if we found a guy over there at Delhi showed me a bed last year where a Bigfoot had been sleeping, and went over and took pictures and got some samples of the bedding material that Bigfoot uses, him or her or it. I don't know, whatever it has. I don't think Bigfoots have problems identifying, but anyway, they with each other. But anyway, it's pretty interesting to do that in western Oklahoma. Well, on with the real business. Let's see what happened overnight, because I got a text message this morning on a market update, and corn went crazy this morning. But let's see what happened overnight first, over the weekend. Corn futures jumped in overnight trading amidst concerns about global supplies. In Argentina, the number of trucks with corn and soybeans arriving in the Greater Rosario from March through May fell 55% year over year and 62% from the prior five-year average. The country's Rosario Grains Exchange said in a report, that is the lowest level in at least 22 years. The data takes on a special importance as 90% of ag products are carried by trucks in the South American country, and the Greater Rosario accounts for 74% of all shipments of grains, oils, flours, according to the exchange. Revenues from truck hauling corn was down 64% year over year, while soybean income was down 49%. Wheat futures were modestly higher in overnight trading on concerns about the Black Sea Initiative agreement for its keeping ag products flowing out of Ukraine. Corn futures jumped 11¾ cents to $6.16 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybeans for July delivery was up 4½ cents to $13.91. Soy meal added $4.70 to $4.0190 a short ton, and soybean oil fell 0.13 cents to 5.54.46, not 5, but 54.46. Wheat futures added 3¾ cents a bushel in Chicago at 6.34, while Kansas City futures rose 2¼ to $8 a bushel. Investors raised their net long positions or bets on higher prices in soybeans to the highest level in 3 weeks, according to the data from the community. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Speculators held a net 13,952 contracts in soybeans, and that was up from 2,238 contracts a week earlier. So that was quite a change. In corn, money managers reduced their net short positions or bets on lower prices to a net 44,546 contracts last week. That's down from 46,000 the previous week. Speculators also reduced their net shorts in soft red winter wheat futures to 89,850 contracts last week. That's down from 92,000 contracts a week earlier. Let's see what else going on. That's about it for that. Severe thunderstorm and flood warnings have been issued for parts of the southern plains. A strong storm slammed the area, according to the National Weather Service. 2-inch hail is expected, along with wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour. And I did see on Facebook earlier that somebody over in the Eric area, I don't know exactly where, but had some golf ball size hail over there. They can keep that. It's expected with wind gusts 60 miles an hour in parts of the Texas Panhandle. Torrential rainfall is occurring with these storms and may lead to flash flooding. Severe thunderstorm watches have also been issued for several other counties in Texas and Oklahoma panhandles due to the storms. Further north, the storms are forecast for parts of southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois, and no severe weather is expected with these right here. I'm going to give a set of tickets away today. I haven't figured out the question yet, but just a FYI, see if anybody that coming up this Saturday, June 17th, Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray. That'd be an awesome concert to go to. Three great people right there. So listen up after this Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break, and maybe I'll figure out a question for you to ask on if you want to go to the deal, take somebody into on the text line, like the third person to text in when I get the question asked, to get to go see Sammy, Aaron, and Colin at the Sugar Creek Casino this weekend. Sounds like a great time. Well, coming up, I'll have your present grain prices on a few of them, and we're going to talk cattle and see what's happening with the sales and cattle. I mean, it's good. I've heard some 900-pounders bringing over $2,000 Friday, so it's crazy. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it, just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Once again, a good afternoon to Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June 2nd. 602 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 205 brought 376. 4 at 428 brought 316. 7 at 495 brought 290. 3 at 565 brought 270. 5 at 606 brought 243. 2 at 650 brought 242. 3 at 823 brought 212. 3 head of heifers at 288 brought 340. 5 at 442 brought 248. 3 at 563 brought 242. 2 at 618 brought 225. 3 at 665 brought 208. 4 at 778 brought 174. At 794 brought 190. Butcher cows were 70 to 120.50. Butcher bulls brought 85 to 134.50. Bred cows were 900 to 1650. Pairs brought 785 to 2600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickman at 580-497-6095. And yes, folks, it is a true. Jimmy Clark is the only man to ever beat the sun in a staring contest.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has eight people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back here at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center. It is 60.6 degrees. Humidity is 96, and I think it's still raining out there. I can't hear the roof with my earphone. I don't even know if I can hear them with autumn. Anyway, so far this month is 6.62 inches. Still raining outside. Yeah, still raining out there, and just ask the guy next door, he can hear it. Anyway, 6.62 inches in Elk City here so far this month. Awesome. What's going on out here in the Texas Panhandle? Let's go with Wellington, Texas, and see what's happening. Nope, sorry, I did them the other day. Miami, let's go with Miami. Temperature 61, humidity's 93, dew point's 58. The winds are out of the southeast at 13 with wind gust up to 15. We must have had a storm come through there. Peak wind gusts today, 38 miles per hour. 5.36 inches of rain so far for this month. 8-inch soil temperature is 72 degrees. That's about what it is everywhere in western Oklahoma and eastern Texas Panhandle. Okay, let's see what's happening. Let me update this big boy. All right, corn, July, 6:15. September 5:39, soybeans for July 13.71, 12.91 for August, soybean meal for July 3.97.30, August is 3.90.20, soybean oil 54.03 for July, August is 53.02, hard red winter wheat is pretty even right now, 7.97 for July, 7.94 for September. Oats are 365. They're up over 6 today. And September is 367, up over 5. And let's check out what's happening in the the cotton market. July is 84 cents a pound. October is 84 cents a pound. Hope Mo Sugar Daddy's feeling better this week. His sugar for July is at 25 cents a pound. And October is almost 25 cents. It's 24.99 cents a pound. Okay, let's check out what's happening with the cattle. Live cattle for June is up today at 179.07. August is 173.27. October is 176.17. December is 179.12. Feeder cattle for August down slightly, not much, quarter of a penny. The 238.75. September is up a little at 241.87. Lean hogs for June, 87 cents. July is 91.82, August is 87.35, all the oil, gas, all in the red today. July oil in West Texas, 67.53, August 67.68, natural gas for July at 2.22, August 2.30, and September 2.31. All right, let me ease through this big block chip. Oh, I got your question for you for a set of tickets to the at Sugar Creek Casino this weekend at 8 o'clock, June 17. Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray on the Roots and Boots Tour. Third person to text in their favorite thing to grow in the garden. I want you, whether it's tomatoes, cantaloupe, it doesn't matter. Third person to text in, what is your favorite thing to grow in the garden? I just want to see what everybody says, what their favorite thing is to grow in the garden. So anyway, 225-9697 is the Today in Ag text line on this Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Cap Hour today. We'll have more on the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association coming up pretty quick. Okay, Texas. Here we go. Only 2,212 head went through the sale barn last week compared to 3,000 the week before and 4,300 last year. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers sold $5 to $18 higher. Trade activity was light to moderate on good demand. More heavy rain curbed receipts and even canceled one auction. Briefly, just go through here on some medium and large number one steers. Some 341-pounders brought 330 a pound. Some 366 ones averaged 311.81. And down here in the 400-pound range up to 296. Five weights were up to 270. But they had some six weights here. Must have been some nice ones. Were up to 282. Seven weights were up to 223. And had some eight weights up to 227. That were fancy. Nice load of 956-pounders brought 189. And then let's check out some heifers here. Medium and large number one heifers. The 400-pounders were bringing up to 267. 500-pounders bringing up to 244, and some 800-pounders are bringing up to $1.98. How about that? Okay, let's see what happened in Oklahoma. Find my page. Sorry, we had some hiccups in the internet a while ago when I printed this stuff off instead of worrying about the internet. So anyway, it's up and running now, but I've already printed it. Okay, in Oklahoma, 32,918 head sold compared to 12,490 the week before and 28,000 last year. Compared to last week, feeder steers $10 to $15 higher. Feeder heifers $8 to $12 higher. Demand was very good for feeder cattle. Post-holiday steer and calves mostly sold steady. Demand remains good for calves as recent moisture has improved the drought situation greatly. However, wet conditions are delaying wheat harvest, and they back into delay again mode today. Other sections of the industry are extremely bullish as well. Slaughter cattle prices rose sharply this week with live trades in the south reaching $1.85 in dress sales and the north at $300. Beef prices are moving on up as well. Slaughter cows seem to have reached their top and sold steady to $3 lower. Slaughter bulls steady. Packer demand was moderate, while demand for replacement cows was extremely good. All right, briefly a couple of these here on the steers on the medium and large number ones. Here's some 333-pounders brought 385. 400-pounders here, 350. That wasn't with value added. Then we got some unwinged 463-pounders brought up to 307. And then let's check out what else was going on here. I get to the heifers. Oklahoma's report is huge. Here we go. Heifers, medium, large, one to twos. They had 199 head of heifers, weighed 428, brought 261. Then we had some 674-pounders brought up to 217, 206 average. Some heifers, medium and large number twos, 431-pounders brought 245. Some 817-pounders brought 175. And that was it. A lot of bulls sold. And then what else we got? Bulls. Slaughter cattle. Here we go. Off this report. Where are we at here? Breaker cows. Anywhere, there was almost 400 head sold in Oklahoma last week. They were bringing anywhere from 92 to 119. Average on the high was 108. Boner cows, about 600 head sold in Oklahoma last week all over the state. Looks like they were bringing anywhere on average 95.61 to 107.12. Lean cows. Well over 1,000 head of lean cows sold in Oklahoma last week, and they were bringing anywhere from 77.25, and the high was 98.79, and that was on lean cows. Bulls, number one and two, big boy class, There was a couple hundred head sold in Oklahoma last week, and where the weights, average weights, were anywhere from 1152 to 1753, with the heaviest one weighing 2295, and they were bringing anywhere from 99 cents up to $1.32. How about that? Let's see what the heifers, bred heifers, were bringing. They wouldn't bring me bred heifers. So bred cows, 2 to 4 year olds, quite a few in that range there. Looks like anywhere from, these were large, medium and large number ones, bringing up to 1575, but the medium and large ones were bringing up to $1,900. And cow-calf pairs in Oklahoma last week, bringing over 2,000. Here's some eight-pair, fancy pairs, brought almost $3,000 a piece. And those was calves with 150 pounds or less. And then 150 pound to 300 pound calves were bringing up to 1,800. And then a medium and large number one cow-calf pairs with 300 pound or bigger calves were bringing anywhere from $2,050 up to $3,100. How about that? Nice job. All right, let's take a OCA break. When I come back, I will have your northwestern Oklahoma forecast for you and northeastern Texas panhandle. And I got a little bit to talk to you about OCA. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We will be an ag bank forever. There's just no way around it. Western Oklahoma, that's kind of a big deal around here. And we like to structure that stuff to where it fits your operation. You know, one size doesn't fit all. We're able to take what you need and have it fit you specifically. It helps guys with their cash flow. It gives them a little relief knowing they don't have to come up with a payment during the slow time of the year. They're not having to sell calves early to make a payment. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
60 trucks, ready to go. 60 trucks that'll haul loads wherever and whenever you need them to go. Tanker, pneumatic, flatbeds, belly dumps, and end dumps. Canyon's got the trucks to haul it. A dozen roustabout crews, ready to build it or clean it up. A dozen crews that'll build a complete facility on location or clean up a location. They don't mind getting their hands dirty to get the job done. These guys still believe in work. And for drillers and frac crews with dual fuel capability, Canyon's got a way to cut your costs and make your life easier. They've got trailer-mounted natural gas conditioning units. Out on location, these things will turn the gas that you're already handling into fuel to use on site. 60 trucks to haul your load, a dozen roustabout crews, and mobile gas conditioning to save you money. You'll be glad you contacted them. Their website, CanyonOilField.com. CanyonOilField.com. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
When celebrating with family and friends, consider these tips. Abstain. Use non-alcoholic drink spacers. And if your celebration includes alcoholic consumption, do not drive. Make sure to understand the risk of drunk driving and how to help yourself, family, and friends. If you or a family member find it hard to celebrate without the use of alcohol, please call or text 988, Oklahoma's Mental Health Lifeline. This program is funded by Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Prevention Services, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the Center for Substance Abuse Prevention, and Southwestern Oklahoma Development Authority.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache hay wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettsweldingcom. Again, that's everettsweldingcom. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, we got a winner on the tickets. Let's do our weather forecast and we'll get to the text line. I wasn't shocked. I'm surprised the amount of different vegetables. There wasn't just one favorite one. I'm trying to look up freedom. All right, so because I got a text line in from Salt Springs. Thanks for reminding me where Salt Springs was on how much rain they've got. So in Salt Springs, 11 miles, I guess, straight west of Freedom. But let's go ahead and do the weather update. 69 degrees at Freedom right now. Had 0.12 inches of rain there at the Mesonet Center in Freedom. Dew point 61. Humidity is 77%. Winds are out of the east southeast at 9 miles an hour. Your sun will be setting at 8:55 p.m. tonight. 60% chance of rain today and 74. 76 tomorrow and 30% chance. 83 Wednesday, and here we go. Thursday, 90 degrees. Friday, 90 degrees and mostly sunny, but not a lot of wind involved in the forecast. But that's your forecast. Northwestern Oklahoma, East Texas Panhandle, Northeastern Texas Panhandle, that is. And yes, it includes the Panhandle of Oklahoma. That's part of Northwestern Oklahoma. How's that? Okay, check this out. The texter texting 0.60 inches of rain at Salt Springs, which is 11 miles west of Freedom. It's raining because the 45th Field Artillery Brigade is going to summer camp this week. It always rains when we went to summer camp. I asked where he was going. They're going to Fort Chaffee. And then we got quarter of an inch northwest of Visalia. All right, here we go. Watermelon, green beans. I got a full page. I got to go to the next page. Hang on. Watermelon, potatoes, cantaloupe, cucumbers, tomatoes, jalapenos, watermelons, and watermelons. There you go. Anyway, the winner of the tickets goes to Ray Harrington. His answer, he was the third person to text in with the his deal, and it's tomatoes. That's his favorite. Thank you, sir. And I will put your name on a set of tickets, and they will be out front later on after the show. And so, anyway, a piece of advice for a gardener out there. I heard if you plant a pot of mint throughout your plants, it will keep the bugs out. Put it in the ground, still in the pot, and as for squash bugs, put a piece of wood next to the plant on squashes, and the squash bugs will get under the wood, and then you can kill them. So that's their exact words. I guess you step on the board. So anyway, some squash bugs are a pain. Oh, man. So I didn't do it last year because I didn't plant any squash. But the previous 2 years, I put dandelions out there and grew dandelions amongst my squash plants. And I'll be honest, I didn't have any issues. And I put a lot of dandelions out. So anyway, there's all kinds of different homemade products, remedies and mists and all this stuff. And thank you for texting that in. Like I said, if anybody out there's got any gardening tip that they want to pass along, please 225-9697. That's the Today in Ag text line. So anyway, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales tax exemption, water rights, property rights. Up to $10,000 theft reward to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft, in-person and virtual producer education. Beef direct sales list that connects consumers with OCA members, marketing beef, and that's very important nowadays. Buy local, get your process local. Monthly issues of the Cowman magazine and weekly email updates and issues videos. For $100 a year, you can experience all these member benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week and a little over $8 a month to have an association that's working full-time to represent you and to help protect your way of life. In addition to being the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattlemen, the OCA also serves as your state brand registrar. Brand renews on years that end in 0 and 5. An official brand book is printed and distributed to the local sheriff's office, extension offices, ag educators around the state at no charge. Now you can also access the state brand ownership records online at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association website under the Brands tab. Go to www.okcattlemen.org or call the office or get in touch with Lori at 580-273-5137. 580-273-5137 to become a member of the great organization called the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. All right, let's see what else we got. What we got here? Anyway, I got this. Oh, this greenhouse gas deal. I know everybody has their own opinion on it, but I'm stating my opinion. Ireland proposes culling 200,000 cows to help meet climate goals farmers push back. The Irish government estimates the plan would cost the nation more than $640 million and assist the ag industry in reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 25% over the next 7 years. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I don't watch much crap coming out of Washington anymore, especially on the news. But I will say that I ran across something. I was watching where a couple of House people or the Senate people was quizzing the EPA guy and some other guys that are experts on this climate neutral crap going on. Anyway, so they quizzed him about, if we go to 50% electric cars in the next 10 years and do this and do that and do this, how much will the temperature on Earth go down? And he said, not much. And that was his answer. And so I think this is all big Ponzi scheme, and they're just government officials, not all government officials, but the government and some of these private companies are pushing this agenda. And that's my thoughts on it. And then you got the government's trying to force farmers out of the business, selling their cattle to do what? All these third world countries and China and Russia and all these other huge companies, are they going to go along with this too? Or are we just blowing money over here to just say we're spending money? So that's why I think this is all a Ponzi scheme anyway. Countries across Europe are working to fulfill their commitment to shift to a climate-neutral economy. Under the European Green Deal, the climate objective becomes a legal commitment for the 27 agreeing countries. How many countries does that leave that didn't agree? To reduce greenhouse gas emissions by at least 55% by the year 2030. However, some countries are finding this goal might be harder to achieve than originally thought. My word for that is duh. Recently, Agriculture Minister Charlie McCuntlog, I hope I said that right, told RTE Morning Ireland he has been looking in various ways to reduce methane emissions, including culling 200,000 cows over the next 3 years. According to the Trumpet, how ironic is that? The Irish government estimates the plan would cost the nation $640 million and assist the ag industry in reducing greenhouse emissions by 25% in the next 7 years. The Telegraph, the national British newspaper, goes on to report the Irish Department of Agriculture would initiate a cull of 65,000 cows a year for 3 years, effectively reducing the national dairy herd by 10%. What are they going to eat? What are they going to drink for milk? What are these people thinking? I'm sorry, I shouldn't even read this story. It fired me up. We're the one industry with a significant roadmap. And to be quite honest with you, our herd isn't any larger than it was 25 to 30 years ago. Pat McCormick, president of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, told the Telegraph, can the same be said for the transport industry? Can the same be said for the aviation industry? Amen, brother. Farmers, ag industry representatives, and some politicians are in an uproar, with one Irish politician describing the plan as absolute madness. I'd like to hear what word he really used, because I know those Irish are not bashful. Reports like this only serve to further fuel the view that the government is working behind the scenes to undermine our dairy and livestock sectors. Tim Culligan, president of the Irish Farmers Association, told the Telegraph, while there may be some farmers who wish to exit the sector, we should be all focusing on providing a pathway for the next generation to get into farming. How about that? Let's take an OCA break, and when I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had an incident this past December. We had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey. And honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind them. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town, because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of
it. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Legend has it that Jimmy Clark's cowboy boots are made from real cowboys. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June 5th. I'm Drew Cobb. 775 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 342 brought 322. 15 and 491 brought 296. 11 and 619 brought 254. 142 at 773 brought 236.35. 20 at 785 brought 226. 6 at 808 brought 230. 22 at 828 brought 221. 4 head of heifers at 453 brought 263. 67 at 666. 7 brought 229, 65 at 752 brought 210, 50, 16 at 764 brought 196, 14 at 783 brought 207, 24 at 808 brought 192, 21 at 829 brought 196, 50, butcher cows were 74 to 114, butcher bulls brought 110 to 134, 50, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. And actually, I'm going to do the capital of Kiowa County today. Hobart, Oklahoma, 65 degrees, dew point 60, humidity's 83.62 inches in the last 24 hours. East-southeast winds at 15 miles an hour, pressure's at 29.97, sunset at 8:50 p.m. Today, 70% chance of thunderstorms, 74 for a high, 79 tomorrow, partly sunny, or mostly cloudy, whichever you want to do it. And then Wednesday, mostly sunny, 88. Thursday, reality comes. It is summer. It is June, almost June 15th. 94 degrees. Friday, 96 degrees, and no wind, really. Just a light wind. That's what caused me to not get all my oats baled up. I'm down in the bottom next to the river, and there was no wind, high humidity. It just didn't work out. But guess what? Everything else is green around it and growing under it, too, under the windrows. So anyway, we'll see how it goes out. Okay. Congratulations again to Mr. Harrington on winning the tickets to the Sugar Creek Casino this Saturday night. Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray will be there. I'll have some more tickets for you guys tomorrow. Anyway, I got an interesting text in. Beat your tomato plants gently. Didn't say with what. I'm sure a broom or something. And leave peppers thirsty. Slightly overwater them, and the peppers will come out with more heat on them. How about that? Never heard that one before, but I bet that it works. Anyway, thank you for your recommendation or your tip there. So anyway, beat your tomatoes gently and leave peppers thirsty, then slightly overwater the peppers when they stress a little bit. All right? Okay. Well, anyway, Senator, U.S. Senator Katie Britt, a Republican out of Alabama from Alabama, brought remarks last week during the Southern Association of State Departments of Agriculture conference being held there in Montgomery, Alabama. Along with the update from Washington, Senator Britt emphasized the importance of making the farm bill about farmers again. So bear with me here a second. She had a one-minute update I want you guys to listen to.
U.S. Senator Katie Britt brought remarks Monday during the Southern Association of State Departments of Agriculture conference. Along with an update from Washington, Senator Britt emphasized the importance of making the farm bill about farmers again.
We've got to get the farm bill back to farmers. I mean, you look, it's been overtaken with SNAP benefits and other things, and we have to make sure that we fight to rein that in, get it back to farmers, protect the risk that farmers take, make sure that we are getting it right. We've got to incentivize people to get into farming. We've got to make sure that the farm bill not only does that, but it allows farmers to grow, flourish, and do what they do, because I believe without farmers, without cattlemen, I mean, food security is national security. If you cannot feed or clothe yourself, nothing else matters. And we've got to go back to protecting that risk and creating a bill that supports the industry so that we can continue to flourish as a nation.
From the Southeast AgNet, I'm Will Jordan.
Thank you, Will, for that update. She sounds like she means business, too. That's good. Anyway, also, there was a text coming in during the break. I've been wondering this, too, and maybe tomorrow this would be a great question or a question to ask and just get people's ideals on how to do this. How are they going to collect road tax from electric vehicles? That's the question they have, and that is an interesting question. I've heard different things, but nothing official, just all guesswork. Anyway, yeah, that's a good thing. And the during that interview I seen, where there was questioning the guy from the administration, you know, asking him, you know, you guys will, if you go to 50% electric vehicles by the year 2030, will the electrical grid that we have right now in place handle charging all these cars, and specifically California? And it's like, no, because I've read a couple of things, and I got friends in California, says that they ask people not to charge their cars during certain periods of the day because it overloads the grid. So we got a lot of issues to work out. I'm not against all this alternative energy stuff. First, make a plan that's going to work and not just overload the system and go with it. Because I hear in California, they're going to all electric weed eaters, mowers, and everything. With commercial lawn landscaping people. I got her. I knew I'd get to the right word. People are going to have to be able to go, are going to be forced to go to electric. So, anyway, crazy stuff going on out there. Interesting news every day when you wake up. Okay. Here's the last but not least, better note. Do heifers have more potential value than steers right now? When going out to tag calves, most cow-calf producers would prefer to find a new bull rather than a heifer. This is illogical given the bull calf, which in most cases becomes a steer, will weigh more and bring more money per pound when selling at weaning than his heifer herd mates born at the same time. True fact. In the feedlot, steer calves grow faster, are more efficient, and finish at heavier weights, providing greater pounds to sell at harvest. Steer performance justifies the premiums paid for steers over heifers. For the cow-calf producer, could heifers have more potential value than a steer? Heifer calves provide more options and opportunities than a bull calf. This is true fact. To produce calves, you need heifers and fewer bulls, not so many bulls. For cow-calf producers who understand and leverage of a heifer's value potential, steers are great for providing income, but heifers can be used to generate wealth. While the bull is more important genetically, he doesn't contribute much to the environmental factors that influence the success in the production of calves. The cow provides and delivers the vast majority of what a calf needs from conception to weaning. Heifer calves give a cow-calf producer several marketing options. They can be sold at weaning. They can be retained and exposed for breeding. Non-pregnant heifers can be sold as feeders. Pregnant heifers can be retained in the herd or sold as bred heifers. Retained bred heifers enter the herd and generate income from the calves they produce. They can also be sold as young to middle-aged bred cows when they are often at their peak value. Tax breaks. When raised heifers are retained for more than 24 months for breeding purposes, are sold as bred heifers or females or as cull cows, they provide tax advantages as their sale is taxed at capital gains rather than ordinary income. This is a significant benefit due to those values being taxed at a lower rate than ordinary income and capital gains income not being subject to self-employment tax. Profitability. Obviously, the cattle market and the long-term cattle cycle comes into play in this discussion when looking at the value of bull calf versus a heifer calf. The retained heifer calves that will generate the most value are the ones that produce calves when prices are high and then are sold themselves as a bred cow or for harvest when prices are near their cycle peak, like right now. Market conditions and long-term cattle cycles significantly impacts the potential lifetime value that will be generated by a heifer calf. So, which is preferred, a bull calf or a heifer calf? It really depends on if the cow-calf operation is structured to benefit from the value prospects the heifers provide. I did learn one thing long, long time ago when I was over there in Wichita, Custer County, working on the K&D Farm and Ranch, that steers, not bulls, steers, when it's time for them to sell, it's time for them to sell. If you ever got in a jam and the market fell out, the bottom fell out from the market for anyway, those heifer calves, guess what? And you got the grass, they'll mount in the pasture, you still keep them. Steers got to go to the market no matter what. When they get so big, it's time to go, you have to sell them. And heifers, you don't have to. There you go. That's my Jimmy's tip of the day for whatever it's worth. How about that? Anyway, tomorrow, the rain continues currently right now in the Gabe Gadget Mezzanette Center. It's 60.8 degrees. We've got another tenth of an inch of rain while the show's been going on. 6.63 inches at the Elks here at the studio so far in the month of May. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. Let's see what we got going on here. Anyway, that's all we got going. You guys have a great day. Hope things dry out so we can get back in the field. Rain about every 5 days would be good. Anyway, you guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and God bless.